It's August 19th, 2026, and this morning, a wave of corporate insiders are quietly cashing out, just as Target is about to tell us how the American consumer is really doing. Let's do the big picture first. What's the market looking at this morning, Dev?
A few things pulling in different directions. The Iran situation in the Strait of Hormuz, that narrow waterway where a huge chunk of the world's oil flows through, is still unresolved and is keeping energy prices elevated. That's a real tension point right now.
So oil stays high?
Stays high, and that feeds into everything else. Fuel costs, shipping, inflation worries. The Fed's path to cutting interest rates gets murkier every week. This drags on.
And then there's earnings season still trickling through.
Right. Target reports before the bell today. CNBC flagged it as the one to watch this morning. It's a real-world read on whether shoppers are still spending or starting to pull back. And Salesforce has its own earnings moment coming up, so the software world is also on edge.
Big day for data, basically.
Very much so. And underneath all of it, China's domestic chip sector keeps gaining momentum, something we touched on yesterday, but it moved again overnight.
Okay, let's go deep on the story that stood out most today. And honestly, it's not one company. It's a pattern. Dev, walk us through it.
So we're seeing a cluster of corporate insiders, people like executives and board members, selling shares at three separate companies right now. Advanced Energy Industries, Ralliant Corp, and First Cash Holdings, all confirmed in the last day.
And why does that matter? Insiders sell stock all the time, right?
They do, but when multiple insiders at the same company sell around the same time, that's a cluster. And seeing it across several unrelated companies at once, that's worth paying attention to.
Because they know something we don't?
They know their own company better than anyone. Could be totally routine. Planned sales, diversifying their personal wealth. But a cluster is a yellow flag, not a green one. And the thesis behind each of these reads cautious. These aren't insiders buying the dip. They're heading for the exit.
So for a regular investor, the takeaway is just watch those names and see if the broader market follows.
Exactly. You don't need to do anything. Just note that the people closest to these businesses are reducing their own exposure. That's a data point.
What's gaining steam and what's losing it right now?
China's domestic AI chip story is really picking up. Overnight, it gained even more traction. Multiple confirmations. The idea that Chinese companies are building their own chips to replace U.S. ones is no longer a rumor. It's a real revenue story.
And on the other side?
The Iran oil story is holding firm, not fading, but it's moved from a surprise into something markets are just pricing in now. The shock factor is gone, even if the risk isn't.
So the market's adapting to it rather than panicking.
For now.
Let's steelman the other side of the insider selling story. Dev, what's the argument that this is nothing?
Honestly, a lot of insider sales are on pre-scheduled automatic plans. Executives set them up months in advance and they execute regardless of what's happening. Timing can be pure coincidence.
So don't read too much into it?
That's the case. And these are three pretty different businesses. A tech company, an industrial spinoff, a financial services firm. Not an obvious common thread that would suggest they all know something dark is coming.
Fair. Pattern or coincidence? The data flags it, but the interpretation is yours. What should we be watching heading into tomorrow?
Target's results land today, and we'll set the tone for consumer sentiment. Then Salesforce earnings are coming up fast. A big test for enterprise software spending. And keep one eye on any Hormuz headlines. One diplomatic move or one incident there, and oil reprices fast.
A lot on the board. That's Narratic Daily for August 19th. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow with whatever the market throws at us next. Narratic Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.